Well, here at home, two women are on track to graduate from the Army's Ranger School later this month. If they do, they will be the first women to do so. If they don't, they'll join the thousands of men who've tried and not made it. About 4,000 people start the Ranger course every year. Only about 1,600 graduate. Here's a clip of a Ranger instructor, Sergeant First Class Travis Funes, on NPR's All Things Considered earlier this summer, talking about the training.
Everybody hallucinates. I don't think there's one Ranger student that could tell you they didn't have one time where they saw something that was not there. I watch guys go up an escalator in the middle of the swamp, but then I blink four times and laughed it off. The problem is that some guys take what their eyes see as the gospel.
So it's tough. And people have been tracking the course, the progress of this historic, experimental first class of women. The news that two could make it given more importance because the Pentagon is currently weighing women's roles in combat. NPR Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman has been keeping an eye on this story. Tom, just a thumbnail. How hard is Ranger School?
Well, Robin, it's very difficult. And there are three phases to this. The first is a woodland phase at Fort Benning, Georgia. You set up patrols and ambushes, and that lasts for a while. And then you go to the mountain phase in Georgia, carrying heavy packs up mountain trails, also doing small unit maneuvers. And then you finally go to where they are now in the swamp phase down in the panhandle of Florida. You use Zodiac boats, go up rivers. You have to deal with snakes and so forth. So it's very grueling. It lasts about 2 months. It tests you mentally and physically. There's sleep loss and weight loss. One Army officer I know went through it years ago, and he said, listen, I lost about 30 or 40 pounds going through this training.
Well, and you mentioned the packs. They're 75 pounds, and a 5-foot-tall woman might have to carry a 250-pound man and a buddy carry. So there you are. Remind us where we are with this historic class of women. There's been a debate about whether women already are in combat. There are so few clear front lines. But now we're in the middle of a deadline. Explain what's going on.
Well, first of all, there were 19 women that started out in this Ranger training, and as you said, two are left, and we'll see what happens over the next week and a half, whether they make it through. You're right. You know, I've been made many trips to Iraq and Afghanistan over the years and have seen women close to the front lines. At this point, they're, let's say, attached to Marine infantry units, female engagement teams, they're called, so they'll go into villages and interview women. Villagers and so forth. So they're kind of go along with infantry units now, but aren't part of infantry units. And that's the question that's coming up for Pentagon leaders. And this Army Ranger training is just one small part of it. The Army's also looking at what you have to be able to do to be in the infantry. So they're coming up with, tests of, how much weight you have to carry, how many miles you have to go. The Marines are doing something similar. And all of this data is going to the service chiefs. They'll make a recommendation in September or October to the Pentagon saying, listen, we think women can serve in some of these ground combat units, or maybe some of them should stay closed. Right. That's kind of where we are now.
Right. And this is because 2 years ago, the Defense Department lifted its ban on women serving in these small ground combat units, and now they have, as you said, till the fall to figure out how to do that or not to do it. Now, initially, some Rangers retired in active duty complained that the standards were going to be lowered so that these women could get through the school. Were they?
No. What we've been told, men and women have to do the exact same kind of training going through this Ranger course. The same was true when I was out with the Marines. The Marines have set up this experimental battalion, and these women started at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, went to the Mojave Desert for training, then up to the mountains of California. All of them have to do the exact same kind of training. But you're right. Some of the Marines, male Marines I spoke with out there who have done multiple combat tours, they question whether this can work or not. Mm-hmm. And they praise the women for trying to get through the training, and many of them have, but they still question whether this makes sense or not.
So, Tom, in the few seconds we have, are you saying that these two might get through, but then the decision might still be made that there should not be women in these combat units?
That's right. That'll be a decision to be made in September or October. The service chiefs could say, listen, let's let women in artillery units, armor units, driving tanks and so forth, but maybe close infantry units. We don't know the answer to that yet.
Yeah. That's NPR Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman. We will keep an eye to see how these two women fare. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.